I step by step walk towards you, Lord. I used to love participating in pilgrimages to sacred places, in seminars on the paths of enlightenment, making long hikes, and meditating in caves. Even now, I still tell my parents about that day, 10 years ago, when the doctor, sending me to a medical board for disability, said, "I'm very sorry, but you don't have a single healthy organ. You probably won't survive much longer. We're talking only about months of life." That's when time truly accelerates, and you find yourself alone with God. Who will win? Oh, how angry I was with myself, with my illnesses. I rushed to another city to a well-known folk healer, thinking that he would surely help, do something unconventional. How disappointed I was with his treatment. Now I understand that he gave very wise advice. But back then, he said, "Know yourself, and you will become healthy." I cried hysterically in his office. "Lord, what else do I need to know about myself? I already know everything about myself." I had nothing else to do. There was only one path. And then, the true prayer to God happened. I asked him to give me a master. The next day, my friend, a teacher at a medical college, gave me her invitation to a shamanic tour. We decided that we also needed to try this. Before that, we had studied in all the schools, groups, etc. that we encountered within our sight. There had never been such a seminar until then. Each seminar is unique in its own way. The closest disciple of the master led many practices, healing practices, transmitting astrological knowledge, astral journeys to other planets, trance and shamanic mysteries, medium sessions, divination. To my great surprise, when I recently discovered recordings from that time, everything the oracle said came true. Back then, I treated rather frivolously, skeptically. There was too much there that was too unusual. And I abandoned the notebook as soon as I got home. Walking on hot coals, a miracle happened during this practice. A huge ball of white energy suddenly flew into my forehead. For a few seconds, I lost the sense of reality, and my silly look caused the whole group of seminar participants to burst into laughter. Immediately after the seminar, I started seeing subtle energy, a person's illnesses, their organs. A firm belief came that only in the spiritual egregor, where true knowledge is imparted, such abilities are given by the most divine power at its seminars. At home, when I enthusiastically talked about the seminar and my abilities, my adult sons told my husband,
"Our mom fell off a tree."
At first, I rushed to argue, to prove that I wasn't such a fool. But then I stopped paying attention to them. I just started spending my energy on my own development, studying the school's methods. Like-minded people appeared, many new acquaintances. Because of my relentless determination at that time, God gave me many examples of healing various diseases, and along with it came a very painful test by fire. I felt myself to be a great yoga teacher. The sun in Leo makes me manifest in any field. How subtly and delicately the teacher put me in my place. Most of my yoga disciplines became my kindred spirits. After some time, all incurable diseases, disabilities disappeared. Family members still cautiously watch me and my friends, not knowing that they too stop getting sick. They have successes at work, and serious offers came their way because being in the field of a higher energy person saturates the subtle bodies of those around them, and their energy significantly increases. But since the sons purposefully do not yet engage in their spiritual development, they cannot always hold on to such work. God pushes them to take the next step through trials. And now my advice to them, prayer is accepted. Albeit with some skepticism, but it is accepted. How difficult it is to become a prophet in one's own country. After each seminar, the energy of our circle of female power increases. In June, there were 15 of us, and in September, 20. In just 6 months, one disciple became a true leader. Another discovered the ability to write poetry. She always thought she had a very weak Vishuddha chakra. And after September mountaineering trips, she suddenly burst into a waterfall of wonderful poems. The effectiveness of the whole group praying for a person is amazing. For example, one of our sisters had her suddenly missing 15-year-old son return home unharmed. Any words seem clumsy when you need to express your feelings, love for the master, the egregor, the teachers.